Joined in studio by Amy Meehan from Manor Cunningham, just 13 years old, but her talent belies that age. Amy, you're welcome back. You've been in with us before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have a few times.
Okay, great to have you in.
Thank you.
Now, we're speaking to you off the back of the Northwest Talent Competition, which took place in the fabulous Millennium Forum. Went quite well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. It was amazing to get through. My granny told me about it, and I just thought, you know what, I'll go for it. So I went anyway, and I got through to the final in the Millennium Forum, straight through, and I went to the Millennium, and there was a huge crowd, packed full. Let's say there's only one or two seats that was left, and there was 12 people performing that night. There was one dance group as well, really amazing talent there, and I really enjoyed just being on the stage, and the experience of being in the Millennium Forum was amazing, to see everything backstage as well.
Well, we're going to talk more to you. Do you want to perform for us now while we have you?
Yeah, that's
sing for, and then we'll chat a bit afterwards. What are you going to sing for us?
All I Want by Codeline. It's my own version. So.
Brilliant. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
All I want is nothing more than to hear you knocking at my door. 'Cause if I could see your face once more, I could die happy, girl, I'm sure. And when you said your last goodbye, I died a little bit inside. And I lay in tears in bed all night, alone without you by my side. But if you loved me, why'd you leave me? Take my body, take my body. All I want is, and all I need is, to find somebody. I'll find somebody like you. Part of me I've never seen. You took my soul, wiped it clean. Our love was made for movie screens. But if you loved me, why'd you leave me? Take my body, all I want is, and all I need is, to find somebody, I'll find somebody like you.
Absolutely brilliant. Excellent. It's difficult to take on someone else's song, isn't it? Because you want to add your own bit to it, but you don't want to overdo it. And I suppose that's where your own artistic ability comes into play.
Yeah, it is, because everybody has their own mindset about the song and everybody has their own interpretation about the song. So if you change that interpretation, people might take it up wrong. Hmm. And they might say, no, but that's not the way it should be sung.
But you just have to stand by your morals or your laurels. So let's get back to the Millennium Forum then. Musicians up to 21 years of age. Judges included Brona Gallagher of The Commitments, Margaret Keys, Paddy Glasgow and Oliver Green. You won that. Did you expect to win it?
Honestly, I definitely didn't expect to win it. There was 12 and then narrowed down to 6. I was really grateful to be narrowed down to 6. I was hoping to be narrowed down to 6 because I was seeing that song that I just sang there now, All I Want. And I really wanted to experience performing that in front of a huge crowd. And then when I performed, I loved it and I won it.
So how do you, I mean, do you enjoy then the competition side of things, or do you see that as a route to where you want to go? Because you were also, you did very well in the Junior Eurovision 2015, which was televised. Do you enjoy that competition aspect of it? Because you have to have a certain amount of competition, because you have to be equally prepared for rejection or failure, as some people would see. I personally wouldn't once you get that far, but some people would, versus that, you know, euphoria of victory.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of sets you up for life in the music industry. I really don't know. I'm only 13 here, so I don't know exactly what's going to be ahead for me. But from other experiences...
Well, that you're leaving cert.
Yeah, exactly.
Mom, am I right here? You know, you're going to have to balance this music with your education.
Yeah, exactly. The education always comes first for me. School always comes first. But you need to bring music along as well.
But you're prepared to go on this journey and you don't know where you're going to go yet. And perhaps you shouldn't sort of set your sights on where you can go, you know, where you're going to go, and just enjoy the journey. And if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah, exactly. Just live the moment, I think, because it never comes back again. It's just...
I'm told that the... your performance in the Eurovision's being televised again, is that correct? Is it? I think I have.
The
televised competition. Was the Millennium Forum? Millennium Forum?
Millennium Forum was, it was televised last night.
Okay,
actually.
Well, that's going. Was that the 18th? No, it's going to be on the 18th again on Irish TV Sky 191 Monday evening.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon at 3:30. So if people can't see it live as it's broadcast, if you know what I mean, they can record it, which
yeah,
is great. So it has aired, but it's back on Sky 191 or Irish TV on Monday afternoon, the 18th of April at 3:30. Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks very much for having me, Greg.
And we look forward to seeing you again in the very near future. And what's coming up for you, though, musically? I mean, you were performing last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I was down in Club Yaw last night, and it was great crack altogether. The Clan MacRory was playing, and it was amazing to see their harmonies. It was just really good to see everything happening. But coming up for me, I've got quite a lot of different things coming up. I'm performing in Belfast. I've been told I got a check and a presentation off the Deputy First Minister about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to Belfast to perform at some event. I'm not sure exactly on the details, but it's next Friday.
Excellent.
So I can't wait for that.
So you've got that to look forward to. Well, fair play to you. And as I say, we look forward to chatting to you again in the future. Thanks for coming in. That's Amy Meehan from Manor Cunningham.